Reuven Levi. We're learning together with Hashem's help the book Gan HaShalom, The Garden of Peace by Shalom al-Shlita. We're learning through the Hebrew version of the book. We're on page 204. We're in the chapter 9, dealing with the greatness of peace, that nothing should stand in the way of a person's shalom bayit. It is the number one priority above everything. The Rav has brought a number of different examples where a person might have thought that maybe shalom bayit should take second choice to something even higher, but there's no such thing as something higher. Shalom bayit is everything. A person has shalom bayit, they have the Shekhinah dwelling in their home. Nothing higher than that. The Shekhinah is with you, everything's good. Shekhinah is not with you, it's not fun. So now the Rav is bringing. You can pray. You still need a minion. Because you need to daven with a minion. It's a halakha to daven with a minion. Also, but there's also an inyan of having 10 people. Oh. Yeah, things that you can't do. You can't say tachanu. You can't say that. You can say the business time. You can't say the Hashem Hashem. So now the Rav brings a story. We just spoke about what happens if one of the couple, let's say the man is stronger in Torah mitzvot and the woman is not so strong. Should the man say anything? Answer, no, he shouldn't. The Rav now brings a story of he says here in his introduction, Ein Sof Panim, countless times this happened to him, but he brings one of those stories. Talmid Echad she'karev lo mikvar l'Torah mitzvot. One student that came back, was Baal Teshuva not so long ago to Torah mitzvot. Igashal Mechaber Sefer came to the author of this book, came to him, the Rav Arush. Bepiv Pakasha Muzara. And in his mouth, he had a strange request. Kavod HaRav, respect to the Rav, Tavarech oti she'et garesh mishti. Please bless me, HaRav, that I, chas v'shalom, the man says that he wants to get a divorce from his wife. HaRav, she'ki eitev et ha-talmid, the Rav, meaning himself, that knew very well this student. Od mei ha-yamim she'rak etchil le'karev. Already from the days when he had only just begun to come back via Baal Teshuva. V'yada she'yesh lo isha tova, knew that he had a good wife. Tamar ma'od, he was very surprised. V'shal, and he asked, Lama madua, why, what for? Ma pasul matzata b'ishtacha, what blemish did you find in your wife that you want to divorce her, chas v'shal? Ma lo atamid, the student said to him, Tirel, Look, Harav. Ani mitchazek ma'od. I've got very strong in Torah mitzvot. V'rotzeh lenahel orach chayim chareidi l'kol davar. And I want to live my life in the way of chareidim, of people who are very strong on Torah mitzvot, l'kol davar, in everything. V'ishti v'chlal eina mivinati. And my wife, not only does she not understand me, Eina mishtatefet pula, she doesn't join in at all. Eina mishtanet, she's not changing. Eina mekabelet et smaladat, she's not accepting upon herself the religion. Kol hazman yesh vikuchim b'mayit, and all the time we just have fights and arguments in the home. The dugma, for example, ani menaseh lechanech et hayaladim lalechet b'derech Torah, I'm trying to teach our children to go in the ways of Torah. Vehi lo tomechet bazeh, she's not supporting it. And he also says shehi telech l'shirei Torah. I want her to go to listen to Torah lessons. Vehi lo maskima, she doesn't agree. Bekitzor, in short, kol ma she'ani menaseh lechazek ota, everything that I try and do to strengthen her, zeh lo olech, doesn't work. היא פשוט לא מתעוררת, she simply does not wake up. וזה מאוד מפריע לי. And this bothers me very much. להתקדם כרצוני בעבודת השם. Bothers me from advancing like I want to in my עבודת השם, in my serving השם. לכן, therefore, אני לא רואה שום מוצא נובד להתגרש ולהתעלם. Therefore, I can see no other option apart from getting divorced and praying. Shemsa Isha, I'm praying, Shemsa Isha, Shirotsonateha, Shiofeteha, Domocheli. And I'll pray that I will find a wife who desires and hopes are going to be similar to mine. Right? Common problem with Baalei Teshuva, one can imagine. That they're not both on the same level. Often, it could be one of the parties, they find a reason for coming back to Hashem. It could be anything. They could read a book, could hear a disc, they could attend a shiur. It could also happen that often people see that when a parent dies, it can wake someone up. It only happens to one member of the spouse, one member of the couple. The spouse, it doesn't happen to. What happened? So here in this situation, the Talmud thinks, the student thinks, maybe the next thing here is, look, I want to live a life of being close to Hashem. I want to have children who are following Torah and Mitzvot. That's not happening. And I've tried everything. So, from what I can see, it's not going to change. Why bother spending the next 30, 40, 50, 60 years arguing and fighting? Maybe, why not? Sounds a fairly logical conclusion. Maybe let's call it a day. Let's go and find someone who I'm more, right now, see eye to eye with, and we can start a family together with the same goals and the same ideals. And yada, everything's good. Shaloti Harav. Shaloti Harav. The Rav turned to this student and asked him, Bini, my son, Yesh Ravuna, do you have Emuna? Vadai, of course. Emunah. Do you have any Emunah? Student said, Vadai, of course. They should answer the student, Amala Rav. So the Rav said to him, if you have Emunah, Lama titgaresh mishtacha, why do you want to get divorced from your wife? Emunah zo tefila. Emunah, it means prayer, it means tefila. That's what Emunah means. Kol yom titpalel eser dakot. Every day pray 10 minutes to bakesh Hashem and ask for Hashem sheyitem b'liba shel ishtacha, and ask that Hashem puts into the heart of your wife lahaskim im darachacha, to agree with your path, b'lev shalem, with a complete heart, liyot lacha le'ezer, and to be a help for you the rain time, and in the meantime al ta'e la shum hara, do not criticize her any criticism, and don't try to influence her at all. Right, only show her a good face, bright face, and act towards her with love. And I promise you, not and I hope that this will work, I promise you, says the Rav, that within a short time she by her own self, her own effort, will get strong, and will also pass you in her Yirat Shamayim. She'll be stronger than you, trust me, says the Rav. Not even trust me, I promise you. Right? Women have much more Yirat Shamayim than we do. I don't know if you noticed, but I can testify for myself. We sit here all day long, learning Torah, Tefillah, Hidbodadut, 1 hour, 6 hours, Rashbi, Uman, yala, yala, yala. Our wives in the kitchen washing the dishes, cleaning the clothes, doing whatever they do. They're far more Yirat Shamayim than we do. It's inbuilt. Just needs to... They're the ones who are actually a lot stronger. Always was the way. It was always the women, always saved Am Yisrael. Every Ness, every Chag, every festival, every, right? It's always the women that saved us. Egypt with the women who were strong saviors Miriam. For me. It was in Hanukkah. It was Yael who killed Sisera. Or the different stories about the women that in each and every one.
Queen Esther.
The women. Queen Esther. It's always the women that are. Well, why it has to be that way is a whole Hashkafic thing, but she is stronger for what's happening. I just need to pray on her. To open her up. Top. Amar la Tamid. The student replied back to the Rav. Aval Kvod HaRav. However, Kvod HaRav. He bechlal lo atzeh lachzor b'teshuvah. She doesn't want. I understand what you're saying, Rav. And it might be your words are applicable in another situation. But trust me, I know my wife. She's just not interested in making tshuva. Not interested.
The same guy?
Yeah, same guy. He replies to the Rav. It's a very nice eitzah. It's a very nice idea. You don't know my wife. I've tried. She's not interested. He rab watsa et olam hazeh. She's only interested in this world. The wife should follow after the husband. She's simply not my match. She's the wrong one. She's not the right one for me. Otherwise, she would have got stronger together with me. What's this student think? Student thinks that if this was his true match, his bashert, his zibuk for Shemayim, that she's the other half of his soul, and if that was true, so when I get strong, you get strong, we'd be on the same path together, but it's not happening. I see it's not happening. Therefore, reasons the student, must be not the right one. Must be that I didn't yet find my bashert, it needs to be someone. Top. Amala Rav. What did the Rav say? Ladati ata dochek hatashav. The Rav says, in my opinion, you are forcing the hour. What does that mean? It means you're being impatient. Right? There's an inyan. Rabbi Nachman teaches. Person, I think he brings it from the Gemara. It's not just Rabbi Nachman teaching from the Gemara. Misha dochete tasha'a, asha dochechoto. Person who pushes the hour pushes back at him. He can't force, right? Hashem has a timetable, it's his timetable. You try and force Hashem's hand, force the timetable, it just rebounds on you. Right? Well, one of the great things that, one of the great midot that a person has to learn in this world, Hashem's help, is patience. Patience to go according to Hashem's timetable and not mine. And so here the Rav is telling the student, relax, patience. You're forcing the hour. You, according to your timetable, she should already be a Rebbitzin. Right? But not the time yet. Tatzarich lahamin. You need to believe. Shakol hamaniot, sheyesh lecha, that all of the obstacles that you have, hem min hashamayim, they're all from Shemayim. Kedei shetitpalel al kol davar v'davar, in order that you will pray on each and everything. Sheata rotzeh lasig b'ofeniot, everything that you want to achieve in spirituality. Min hashamayim mitzamtzim otcha, and from heaven they are withholding it from you. Kedei sheyu lecha kelim, in order that you'll have vessels. And you won't start to go crazy. Right? If they let in Shemayim, if they let all Baal Teshuvahs achieve what they want to achieve in the first week, we'd all go crazy. We don't have the vessels to contain all that light. Right? The light of Hashem is huge and enormous. And whilst we think that we'd like to learn all of Shas this year, I'd like to start learning Zohar and all those other wonderful things. And I'd like to get up for Chatzot. And I'd like to do all those other exciting things that great Torah giants do. If they let me in Shemayim, it will kill me. Mamash. If they let me get up for Chatzot every night and sit on the floor crying and do an hour Shmon Esrei every three times a day and my head couldn't take my. I don't have the vessels, right? It's like putting a, linking your light bulb in your home. It's straight into the electricity generator down the street. You're going to blow it. You need to come down through
transformers.
Right? At the moment, I have the capacity of a 60 watt light bulb. I'd like to glow like 10,000 watts. I'd like to very much. Yofi. Shemaim know that. It's very good. My roots are not. Are everything. If I have the ratzon, that's what Hashem wants. That's everything. But until I have the vessel that can hold that light, Hashem doesn't want to damage me, so he stops me. So in this case, we're talking about it's the wife. The wife is putting the brakes on everything. Yeah, but I want to let's. Relax. Not yet. What's happened? In the meantime, Hashem wants me to pray. Because when I pray, I build vessels. Every word of prayer is another brick, is another piece in that vessel that allows me to hold that light. Then I can hold it. It's not going to damage me. If I get it now, it's going to fry my brain. It's going to fry me out. It's not good. You think it's your wife that's stopping you, right? Why does this student want to get divorced and have a new wife? Because this is getting in the way of his avodat Hashem, right? It's selfish. If you're going to be selfish for spiritual reasons. There's a selfish reason. He wants to get divorced because he sees that he's being stopped from advancing in Hashem. I want my family to be like, I want to be singing songs on the Shabbos table. I want to be learning more hours. I want to, right? They're all good desires, but they're for himself. And he sees that he thinks that his wife is stopping him from achieving all of these things. So the Rav says to him, you think it's your wife that's stopping you. Hashem hu amoneatcha. It's Hashem that is stopping you, not your wife. Hashem is stopping you. L'tovatcha, for your own good. Anything that is stopping us is only for our own good. Everything that happens to us is for our own good. Even when it's a case of spirituality. Right? The guy next to me, now I am praying Shmona Esrei, and the guy next to me came late, didn't yet get to Shmona Esrei, and he's still davening Shema, and decides today is the day where he's going to daven out loud to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and show everyone how strong he is. Yeah, but it's on my Shmona Esrei. Thank you very much. I'm trying to daven here. Someone, this guy, is preventing me from davening. Not correct. He's not preventing me from davening. Hashem is preventing me from davening. Why? Don't know. I don't know why. But Hashem is preventing me right now from davening, not the guy next to me. He's just the conduit, he's the messenger. It's very annoying, and I've got stuff to work on. But it's Hashem. For my own good. But how can that be for my, what, you don't want my Shemon Esrei, Hashem? You want me to not be able to pray? How can that be for my own good? Tom, I don't know the answer. But I do know it's my own good. Because that's the rules. They're the rules. I don't understand them. Tom, I don't understand them. If I do want to understand, so I do want to understand, so then I have to go and ask Hashem. I have to go to the field. I don't have Hashem, why did you send me that guy who just didn't stop talking and davening this morning? Right? What are you trying to show me? You don't want my Shemona Esrei? Well, it can't be that. My Shemona Esrei is not good? Okay, fine, it's possible. That's for sure possible, okay? You want me to dive in a different minion? I know. Hashem is going to show me what he's trying to tell me for my own good. Kadesh talbet tefila, v'tasig et kol devar al yedei ribui tefilot. So in this case, the rabbi explained to him that he was being prevented from Shemayim in order that he will increase his prayers and he'll achieve everything he wants to achieve through lots of prayers. Right? Rav Nathan writes that Rav Nachman told him that anything that doesn't come through prayer either does not last or damages a person. If a person receives something without prayer, it either damages him or it doesn't last. if you want to have something that lasts and it doesn't damage you, it only has to come through prayer. Otherwise, it's not a gift. It's the opposite. So a person needs to daven on, even on the good things that are coming, but it shouldn't damage him. Torah, Hashem, please help me learn. But it should be, we know that Torah can be Sam Chaim or Sam Mavet, right? Please help my Torah that it should be something that stays with me and lasts and it's good for me. Otherwise, it'll either go in one ear and out the other, if Hashem's being kind, so it doesn't stay with me. Or, even worse, it stays but it doesn't do me any good. Just makes me more arrogant, makes me more distant, removed, etc., etc. There are lots of things that Torah can take me away from the world. Top. V'titkadem b'hadraga la'ad la'ad. Hashem wants you to advance level by level slowly. Hashem wants a person to move slowly. We don't see that a person achieves by overnight becoming something. Only la'ad la'ad. That's when a person really achieves it. Day in, day out. Day in, day out. Right? Rav Arish said that although going to Uman is the greatest single thing you can do with your life, right? Rav Rosenfeld also says something very similar. It's the greatest single thing a person can do. He said far better than going to Uman is just to come to Yeshiva every day. Why? Because Uman, you get the big boost. But it doesn't mean that it's last. It doesn't mean that it's going to change your life. What's going to change your life? Day in, day out, a little bit, every single day. Why, it's much better to pray 10 minutes every single day than to do just one off and then not pray again. That, slowly, slowly. That's how a person acquires. And that's what we learn through Sfirat HaOmer. Day by day, a little bit each more. 50 levels, one a day. Don't try, you can't do 50 in one day. Every day, a little bit more, a little bit more. That's the ideal. It's the ideal way of growth. Amnam, hahitkadmut tiyeh itid. Although your advancing will be slowly, aval buriyah, but it will be healthy. Kikol masher masigim b'li tefilot, because anything that you achieve without prayer, u'b'li kalilim, and without vessels, zeh masig ma'od, can be very damaging to you. Kasher yulacha maspik tefilot, and when you have enough prayers, Azai, then, B'tzot Hashem, Da'chei Ish, Gam Oivav Yashlim Amo. So he brings a passage that says that when a person finds favor in the eyes of Hashem, even his enemies, they help him. Amu Chazal Oivav. Chazal said in his passage, enemies. Zo Ishto, that means your wife. Right? Chazal darshened on that passage that even your enemies will turn to be your helpers. What were they talking about? They meant your wife. There's a situation where your wife is your enemy. Right? Aza Kenegdo. She's your Aza. She's your helpmate. Kenegdo, against you. Your wife has that function of being against you. Why? Because a lot of stuff we do is not good for us. Some of it we recognize, and some of it we don't recognize. And our wife, unfortunately, drew the short straw in Shemayim, and she gets the one who, she's the one who has to be the one who stops me. Fortunately, I might not realize that it's from Shemayim. Atal Mashata Adam Ma'amin, you tell me that you are a believing person, says the Rav to the student. As Tamin, so believe, Shem Hashem Yotzeh, Tasig Mashu, She Tasig Mashu. You should believe that if Hashem wants you to achieve something, who you ten lacha, he's going to give you it. And no one can prevent it. Everything is in the hand of Hashem. Hashem wants to give you something, you're going to get it. And if he doesn't, you're not going to get it. That's it. It's very simple. Lacha nidmeh she'ishtecha hi hamniya shecha. To you, it seems that your wife is the one that is preventing you. But the truth is, she'ein lacha kelim. You don't have the vessels yet to live the life you want to live. Ein lecha et ha'emet shel hadavar. You don't yet have the truth of the matter. Right? We have, Rav Nachman writes in the Temoran, we have two stages of acquiring knowledge, acquiring Torah, mitzvah. First stage is where a person gets the knowledge and it surrounds them. They're surrounded by the knowledge. It's not internalized, it's external. It surrounds you like a... Surrounds the person. It's up here. It's an idea. It's not yet in here. It's not internalized. How do you bring something from the head to the heart? Only through prayer. Right? Tefillah is avodat alev, the service of the heart. In order to bring something into actuality, it needs to be in my heart. I have lots of things that I'm aware of in my head, but I don't do them. Why not? Because it's not in my heart. I follow my heart. A man follows his heart, not his head. The head can influence, but when I make a decision, it comes from here. It doesn't come from here. I act from here. So if I want to achieve, to really achieve and not just think, person can tell me Torah and I can have it up here, but to actually do it has to be internalized, and that takes prayer, that takes the vessels, we're all talking about the same idea and just in different ways, that takes these vessels in order for me to achieve it in truth. So I'm not really holding at that place, even though I think I am. Right? It's interesting that a person, speaking for myself, thinks that they're holding at a certain level until they're tested and they realize they're actually not. We like to think we're right, because not because we're deliberately trying to fool ourselves, but we actually think we're at that level. That's where I think I'm at. Here, that really here, that's where I want to be. I really do actually want to be at that level. However, Hashem occasionally shows me that I'm really not at that level, which is good. Why is he showing me that? In order to make me feel bad and to give up? No. Show me that so that I pray on it more, and then it does become part of me. I realize that I can't actually achieve what I thought I could achieve. And when he shows me that, then I Bezrat Hashem, the plan is, the derech is that I pray on it. And then I have a vessel, and then it comes into my heart. Hashem puts it into my heart, and then I actually got it. So too here in this situation with the Baal Teshuvah. Baal Teshuvah is on fire. It's all up here. It's not really internalized. And it takes a lot of time before it's really inside. So Hashem saying, slow down, slow down. When the time is right, you'll get it. Right? I wanted to come to Israel, make Aliyah, a good year and a half, nearly 2 years before we actually made Aliyah. At that point, when I wanted to come, I was like, that's it, we're going, no problem, I don't care, job, no job. Right? I saw the light. I saw the truth. Amash, that a Jew has to be in Eretz Yisrael. I saw that. I saw that it was clear as day. And that this galut stuff is just nonsense. What am I doing here? Right? Amash saw it very clearly. Shem didn't let me go. Sent me my wife. My wife said, no, no, not yet. No, let's make a plan, a 5-year plan. We made our Ki'ilu 5-year plan. Baruch Hashem, Hashem was kind. We left in about a year and a half. But, right, slow down, do it properly, right? He wanted to build up some vessels. 2 weeks of deciding we're going, and now that was not 2 weeks worth of vessels is not going to give you Eretz Yisrael. And then, you know, right? A little bit harder than that to live here. You need vessels. Hashem stopped me. Well, Hashem, for my own good. I wasn't ready. Did the same thing too when I took my driving test. It's lahavdil, it's not a kosher thing, but it's not a spiritual thing. I took my driving test, yeah, I know how to drive. Drove perfectly, perfectly, the day of the test. Disastrous test, failed me. Couldn't believe it. I was great. Trouble, it was Baruch Hashem that he failed me. I then had to go back and take the test again. And my mash would have done myself or some other people some damage. Like being far too arrogant and cocky, and I had to drive one hand, no hand, no right. Far too. It's a good thing, right, to build vessels. So, and all our spiritual endeavors are like that. if we actually want to achieve whatever it is we want to achieve, the fastest route is only prayer. Because by prayer we build the vessel to achieve whatever it is we want to achieve. And whether it's spiritual or material, we need a vessel to contain it. Top 3 o'clock, as can.